Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 23 March 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going very briefly in a second to discuss a couple numbers on coronavirus, and then we're going to drop that. I'm sick of hearing about it. I know you are too. I mean, this goes, that's getting beyond absurd. But before we get to our guest tonight, we're going to talk to Jonathan Alexander. And believe me, folks, you're going to hear what he has to say. Before I do that, though, don't forget, folks, we're still here in the office offering things. I hope it will help you with everything, including what's going on right now. A lot of people are starting to realize that maybe being a little bit independent, a little bit self-sufficient will not be a bad idea. And then we offer the book Backyard Medicine. Still got it. We still have some in stock. A book that is full color with all the plants all around you, even if you live in the city, folks, that are edible and can be used for medicine. Full-color pictures, instructions how to use them. It's a book that I really enjoy using and looking about what's here, what's around my home that I can use for medicine. Some I didn't know, actually. Quite a few of them didn't know, to be quite honest with you. But once you know these things, it's just something to realize you can get by for a while, especially in the summertime. Backyard Medicine, folks, is the book everybody should have. $24.95 delivered to your door. Our promise is, and yes, we are trying to raise money for the ministry, no doubt about it. We're trying to give you something that will make it worthwhile for you. And, as you already know, Numana, Mountain House are out of storable food. They're out. O-U-T, out. Nothing. Zippo. And New Millennium, one that handles the Berkey water filters, the best gravity-fed filters in the United States, or in the world, actually, period, are out, except for some scratch and ding royals, which we have right here at the ministry. We have some, what to call scratch and ding. There's a blemish somewhere on the outside, folks. Nothing on the inside. Everything's on the inside new. All the filters are brand new. Nothing's damaged. It's just a scratch or something. It's a stainless steel system. You may see a slight dent or a scratch somewhere. That's why they call them scratch and ding. And that's why they call me scratch and ding king. We offer them through the ministry here at a discounted price because they are scratch and ding. But everyone needs fresh water. Everyone needs a filter system that would filter out all. If you live in a city, it'll get rid of the chlorine and the fluoride and all the things in the water that you know is poison to your body. If you have city or well water, you still have viruses and that's coronavirus is a virus. That's right. You still have all these pathogens and everything else in the water that you need to get rid of, and the BB9s, the black filters, will get rid of those things. Now, people, I'm telling you, you need a water filter. And my goodness, for an average of average $300 or less, or maybe a little more if you have city water. Why not protect your family? Why not? For what you spend on 4 or 5 nights after dinner, you can have clean, fresh water for your family, no matter where you are. I don't care if you live in Washington, D.C. I would not drink tap water out of D.C. I don't drink tap water where I live, and we have a good water source. It's just not worth the risk. Not for me or the family. But you have the Berkeys here if you want to call and talk to us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We have them here if you want them. And a lot of other things, folks, you know, we still offer the full line of the Strauss heart drops and cardio support and all of the things we have here. We have those products in Light Store also, along with the Cardivite. And we have, of course, the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash. Yes, we are trying to keep the lights on. That's why we're doing this. So if you want to call and ask any questions, please do so. If you can use a credit card to pay for anything you like, or you can write to us and mail us a check, whatever you want to do. If you don't have our address, you just call Lisa tomorrow, as I said, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and get the address. And don't forget, if you listen on shortwave right now on 6115, it's because Melody Seastrom, a discount gold and silver, is paying for it. And a lot of y'all listen on shortwave, and they do. That's still a big outreach for this ministry. And it's rebroadcast, by the way, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 3215 shortwave. So you can catch it again 11 o'clock Eastern if you miss it now. But she is sponsoring a program on shortwave right now at 6115. And if you watch the market, you can see what's happened to the economy. And folks, we haven't seen nothing yet. This coronavirus, I can't say this is part of the cover-up for the market. I can't say that for sure, but it seems kind of strange. The market's starting to hit some hard times, and all of a sudden this pops up and it goes from 29,000 down to 18,000. Seems kind of odd, doesn't it? And all of a sudden people losing jobs by the millions. The government's trying to put together a $2 trillion bailout. And people, that's not the government's function. That's not part of the Constitution, but they're doing it anyway. And the trillions and trillions, at least $30, $40 trillion in debt already. And people actually think, well, this is federal money. It's free. No, folks, it's not free. The government doesn't produce, it can make money, but it doesn't produce anything. It gets money from us. So keep these things in mind, please. Now, we'll bring our guest up, Jonathan Alexander. And, folks, this is one gentleman I met, I guess a year and a half ago on the radio program. He came to a Bible study here last summer and spoke to us. Fine man to be around, highly intelligent and on the front lines. And he became a lawyer with the Liberty Counsel. Because, this is true. His dad was a preacher, still a preacher. I think he's from Massachusetts, if I remember right. And he was afraid because his dad preached the Bible, he may end up in being arrested one day and he wouldn't be there for his daddy. That's why he became a lawyer. Now, folks, that's an honorable reason to become a lawyer. It truly is. And I'm glad to know him, because I expect one day, if I live long enough and time goes on, I'll need his assistance also. Jonathan, are you there?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jonathan, you broke up. What'd you say? I'm sorry. Say it again.
Thank you so much for mentioning my story. It's always a pleasure to be on the radio with you.
Well, sir, I tell you what, you're a young fella yet. You're just a young whippersnapper. But I respect you. I respect you highly for what you're doing. I truly do. And for what your group is doing, I respect you very much for that. And you are one of the few that I support because I see what you're doing. You're not just wasting money and spending it on padded chairs and offices. You're actually doing something to help people, the Christians, and their move against murdering babies and being able to preach in the streets. I mean, you're actually defending them. But before we get into that, Mike, because I know people are getting tired here about coronavirus. I am, too. I'm sick of hearing about it. I really am. I've got to share a few numbers, if you don't mind, Jonathan. You may want to hear these about the numbers of real things that we should be concerned about. Now, this comes from, according to Johns Hopkins University. This isn't something I made up. There are an estimated 1 billion flu cases worldwide, this is per year, and there are 9.3 million to 45 million cases in the U.S. per year. Last year, there were 291,000 to 646,000 deaths worldwide because of the flu. And there are between 12,000 to 61,000 deaths in the U.S. per year, according to Johns Hopkins. Now, so far, worldwide, 7.7 billion people, almost 8 billion people, 378,492 have been infected as of today, 16,495 have died. Now, I'm not making light of that. A death is a death, and it's a sad situation. And 510 have died in this country so far, since this was brought out of 340 million people. But we lose between 12 and 60,000 12,000 and 6,000 per year in the United States of flu. We've lost 510 to the coronavirus, and the nation's shutting down literally. I mean literally shutting down businesses. I mean, businesses are going under. But non-essential so-called businesses are losing their pants. And they're going to bail them out. No. The economy's falling like a rock. And all this is happening. People are panicking. I mean, they're stealing toilet paper. My son goes to church in the church up in Buckhannon, West Virginia. That's where you stayed up there. Remember that? It's called the Way of Life Church. Last Sunday morning, a woman walked in with a hoodie over her head and a mask on her face, walked in the bathroom, stole the toilet paper, and left. Now, I'm serious. And in a city in Oregon, they had to put a notice out for people to quit calling 911 because of toilet paper.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is what's happening in America with... And I'm pleased, people, don't say I'm being cold-hearted. I hate that 510 people so have died. I really hate that. I truly do. I've lost loved ones also. No matter what the reason, usually loved one, it still hurts. But we're panicking. We're 510 dying with coronavirus, and about 23,000 already died the flu. Something going on behind the scenes because all other news is dried up. What's happening in the Middle East and Syria and Afghanistan, whatever, it's all dried up. Something going on they don't want us to see. And while they're waving this coronavirus in front of us, people, there's something going on behind the scenes that's going to hurt us in the future like you're not going to believe. But anyway, I just want to talk about that tonight. I'll move on now. I spoke my piece. We're going to move on. Jonathan, I'm sorry, but I had to share that. Pardon?
No, if I may, there's so much that you just unpacked. But I think, you know, I think our listeners want to hear exactly the implications, right? There's... Our liberties are at stake. The freedom,
Amen.
The freedom that we are so used to, the freedom that sets us apart as the United States, is certainly at stake. You think of the measures that governors across the country have already taken. They've closing their state borders. They're forbidding our right to assemble. I mean, how many churches are there just on live stream churches that would have tens of thousands of people coming together to have the assembly? Agreeing with Hebrews said to not forsake the assembly.
Amen.
Now they're in their homes not being able to worship with their brothers and sisters because the government said they can't. Ordering churches to close their doors. Breaking up small group meetings. I have a Bible study that I've joined for the past 3 years, and this is the first time that we're going to have to meet with each other over the internet. I mean, it'll have, you know, some sentimental value in that we'll be able to see each other over a screen, but we're not going to be opening the Word in the same way as if we were sitting across from each other.
No, you're not. And I don't think it's mandatory they can't meet, but the church should know because they're afraid of whatever. And I'm not, I don't mind being cautious, people, but when you have 23,000 already died of the flu this year and 500 some with coronavirus, you go to church with people that get the flu all the time. We got to balance this out. We got to balance this out of it. We're getting carried away because the news media hammers on 24/7. Our governor came on today again. Governor Justice come on, and he says he's closing the state, and they said that is not martial law. We're not putting troops on the border. We're not putting troops on highways. That's not it. But we're closing businesses.
Yeah. If it sounds like it's effective martial law, not allowing, you know, individuals that make their livelihood by going out into the streets and going to their workplaces, that sounds like martial law. Because if you violate that, you know, there's the government threat if you come across and then. If you come across their mandates on this issue. So it certainly is a form of martial law, and even if they want to pad it as a shelter in place or a stay at home precautionary measures, you know, it's as bad as a martial law. It's not good for our economy. It's certainly not good for our freedoms. And the long-term effect is what we really have to deal with, the blowback of the long-term effect.
Amen. Hey, man, you know, and the sad part is, brother, you're a lot younger than me. You don't remember the days I'm going to tell you about real quickly, but when I was in school, in grade school and high school, we could actually take guns with us to school and change clothes after school and go hunting on the way home. We could go into high school, we rode a bus. We could put the guns on the bus and go to school and on the way home, stop at a friend's house and hunt. Now, that's a fact. I remember, and I think the fourth grade, maybe fifth grade, a guy named Steve Slaniger, a little short dude, brought his dad's in from World War II to school for show and tell. The gun was taller than he was. No one ever got shot in school. Never got shot in school. Never. It didn't happen.
we trusted individual responsibility. I get that the CDC, you know, has to take precautions. I get the World Health Organizations have to take precautions. But the United States was built off individual responsibility, the ability for the Americans to govern themselves and say, well, this is the precautions that I'm going to take for my family in order to stop this spread. This government overreach and saying that you have to do this, these governors having complete shutdowns of their states, that has nothing to do with individual responsibility and certainly isn't something that's concerned with the American DNA.
Well, you know, brother, back when I grew up, too, we still had prayer in school. We had Bible study in school. We really did. I mean, I remember one teacher I had was from the fourth grade to the sixth grade. Her name is Mrs. Anna Doddrell. She read to us out of the Bible every morning. Read to us out of a Christian storybook. She'd have prayer with individual students at her desk. She even taught, back then, girls how to wear dresses in school. And she would teach young ladies how to sit like a lady. Now, this isn't in the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. This is a true story. She would tell us about Jesus Christ. She had preachers come in and speak to us. The morals back then, the Ten Commandments hung on the schoolhouse wall, actually. And we brought guns to school. And no one got shot by them. So, obviously, it's not the gun's fault. It's what's in the hearts of man, and that's what we're seeing today. People, you know, and sin, and people who are unrighteous are easily frightened. Sinners are easily scared because they're afraid of death. You know, Christ is in. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I would say James talks about a man who is unstable in his ways. The reason we're unstable is because, you know, we don't have that perfect peace that God promises to the believer, gives us to the Holy Spirit. That's why everyone's panicking because they've been unstable from the start. This is just the latest craze in their life.
Well, you know, in Hebrews 3, it says that he took away the fear of death from us. That doesn't mean that when I go out, even I've always done this. That's just natural to me. If I go out to a restaurant, I go in and wash my hands. If I go to the bathroom in the restaurant or wherever else I'm at, even at home, I wash my hands. These are common things that decent people do.
Right.
That's just called common decent, common sense. We've lost that in America today. And we really have. And I know that I talk to many, many people, and I would say 95% of them think this is all a bunch of hooey, what's going on right now. But there are those who are panicking. And that's why the news media plays on that. Even your situation with Liberty Counsel, that you take cases to defend people that are doing the right thing. And now the court system shut down on you, hadn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to say who is actually at the courthouse receiving petitions or receiving our filings. A lot of the cases that are time sensitive, so our clients have been under the radar of a lawsuit or have been facing criminal charges for many years, and so they need a resolution to their case, but because the systems are grinding to a halt, because governments are grinding to a halt, we're not able to get a good resolution for our clients. And so, you know, there are cases that want and are able to make their way up through the Supreme Court process, but it's untold of what will actually happen because this country is reacting in an uncertain way because of this virus. We do have many cases. There's things all across the country that we've been paying attention to. It's interesting that our fight for life has really been at the forefront of much of what we've been doing. And I know last time we were able to be on the radio was in December, and we had just lost a resolution for Sandra Merritt. This was the woman that had exposed Planned Parenthood, who was sued by Planned Parenthood. But instead of the government going against and charging the individuals that actually committed crimes, they decided to attack this grandmother. Planned Parenthood was able to sue and win a $2 million judgment against her. We've since appealed that, and we're still waiting for that to percolate its way through the court system so that we can get real justice for Sandra Merritt and the rest of our clients.
Well, you know, the courthouses, I would assume this is about nationwide now, courthouses are shut down to the public influx. I know you just can't walk in the courthouse now. I know that in our bank, you can't. Marcia had to go sign a paper this past week. That's my wife, by the way, folks. You all know that. Marcia didn't have to go sign a paper. Well, they met her at the door with the paper. She signed it at the door, then they gave her the ink pen back, said, we can't take it back. Now, this is a true story. It happened to us. So, I mean, they've shut down about everything. And if they want to, And and who knows what's going on? They could shut down the banks. They could say, listen, you know, this is too much. You're handling dirty cash. We don't want this done. And it could happen. And the way the banks are crumbling right now financially, a banking holiday probably might be what the same thing Roosevelt did back in the 30s. It could happen again. This so-called virus that's got everybody in a panic could be used to do a lot of things. I mean, the Chinese services have been shut down. I mean, I joined the gym back in December, and I was enjoying it all the piece. I was really enjoying going to the gym. I was starting to feel better. Well, the gym's shut down now, of course. Restaurants are shut down except for drive-thru. And even a parts store. We had one parts store in little town I live in. One little parts, auto parts store. It was closed today. It was shut. So I don't know what to say. I don't know. And it's just amazing that they're doing this piece at a time, piecemeal. But now they're getting it done state by state by state. And I think that does bother me.
I think it's worth the Americans paying attention to. The only thing that seems not to be shut down are the devious intentions of the Senate Democrats and the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives in Congress. For the past 2 weeks, we've been staying on top of what bills and what laws are being constructed within the Congress. And we saw early on, and I'm sure you saw this too, Speaker Nancy Pelosi attempt to put abortion funding in a stimulus package, saying that,
yes,
removing the high protections, these 40-year-old protections that disallow taxpayer funds to go towards promoting abortion. You see Nancy Pelosi going tooth and nail to try to remove those protections. Senator Schumer last night, after a weekend of negotiating with the Department of Revenue or Department of Treasury Secretary, basically walk his steps back and at the last minute force his entire constituency, all of the Democrats that are on the Senate, to vote against a stimulus package simply because they wanted more money or a different type of money or a number of other issues that they couldn't pass in the general body that they want during this so-called panic or so-called virus to be able to get through. So the only thing that seems not to have stopped are the Democrats' intentional way of undermining the values that we have in this country and the freedoms that we are so used to having guaranteed through our Constitution. So it's not all that stopped. There's certainly still a force out there that is making hay with all the panic that is going on.
Amen. Well, you know, Pelosi, and I'm saying this biblically, I'm not saying this in a derogatory way just for her, but you know, the Bible tells us that rebellion is the same as the sin of witchcraft. And she's a witch. She's rebelling against the laws of God. That's what witchcraft is. She's a witch. She definitely is a witch. She's definitely not trying to do what's right for anybody except herself and some of her colleagues. But back to what you do, and I want to cover some cases because this is very important. We're living in perilous times for Christians especially, brother. We really are. I mean, it started way back in the 80s and 90s when Christians who had church schools that wouldn't take a license from the state, they were actually preachers, were arrested because they wouldn't take a license from the state to have church schools. This is not anything new. It's just gotten worse over the years. And Christians are under attack more than ever before now. I mean, a cake baker doesn't want to bake a cake for a couple of homosexual sodomites, he gets sued. Lose his business. It's fine. If it wasn't for folks like you out there that I could call one day, and I hope I never, I hope I never call you, Jonathan. I really do. But if I do need you, I'm going to call you. I want you to know that.
Oh, absolutely. We're here and available.
Well, that's why it's important that we support you. That's why I support you. And folks will be able to give you information how you can support them too. I don't care if you just send $10. These people take on these cases pro bono, no charge. For believers that are trying to do what's right, and for the ladies and gentlemen that film Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, you know, a mother and daughter team had in Colorado had a funeral home, and they were selling dead people's parts and got in trouble with the law. But we can murder babies and sell the parts and get rewarded for it. So
yeah,
people,
no,
this is where we are. Go ahead,
Don. It's such a travesty. You're mentioning Sandra Merritt out of California. She's
right,
and she faces 10 years in prison 10 years, an entire decade in prison, and over $2 million in fines for simply exposing the truth about Planned Parenthood's illegal trafficking of human baby body parts. These are babies that are literally being butchered alive within the womb or sucked out of the womb and being cut up in a way so that their body parts are still pumping blood so that the procuring sites or the sites that are doing research on them can have the freshest body parts to deal with. She had enough of this atrocious matter, this grotesque practice that occurs. And so she put a video camera on and wanted to expose this, as every undercover journalist has done in the state of California since its existence. The difference between her and every other journalist is that she's the first to be brought up on charges from the state of California for exposing a practice, because it cuts against what the attorney general at the time, incidentally Kamala Harris, the attorney general at the time, thought was proper for the state. And so she's facing over 10 years of prison, over $2 million in fines that Planned Parenthood was able to win in a judgment against her for exposing it, not doing anything other than showing to the rest of us this is the atrocity that's happening behind the abortion clinic curtain, and this is the callous nature in which these individuals that are selling the baby body parts treat newborns and the way they treat the babies within the womb. If we lose against this case, if we lose against Planned Parenthood in this manner, Planned Parenthood will be able to silence anyone that speaks against them in this matter. They'll be able to get gag orders across all the nation. They'll be able to use this as precedent to say, hey, don't come against Planned Parenthood. We have not only the government, of course, but now we have the judiciary on our side to silence you if you dare raise alarm to what's going on in front of our, inside our abortion practices. So this is such a critical case, not only for the newborns and the preborns that are on the front lines of this being attacked and assaulted and being killed, but also for the individuals that want to raise awareness as to the beauty of life and try to expose this via their undercover journalism.
Well, you know, oh gosh, you just said a mouthful there in a lot of different directions. You made it very clear. People, you always said they're taking live baby parts. They have to be live. They're not viable. Just as if you sign a donation of your body for a donor, you must be alive and take it. A heart that's dead doesn't beat is useless. They must take your organs while you're still alive. That is a fact. You check it out for yourself. But this is going on in America today. We have people with enough courage to stand up and tell the truth and end up with jail sentences and fines for exposing the murder of our children. You know, brother, I have to say this. Maybe I know it's not a baby about this. Coronavirus is a judgment upon his people. What? God is judging America. Now, we can look at it two ways. We know it's judgment, and we can repent as a people. If my people, which are called by my name, not the heathen, we repent as a church and make a difference, we stay the course and perish. Folks, it's up to us. Back at the break, Lumber, talk about it on your phone calls. Don't go away.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor. a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Humana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're back talking to Jonathan Alexandra. We're going to let you give you a phone number and an address in a bit. These people, Liberty Council, are worth every dime we can give them. Now, we'll get your phone calls, too, I promise. Hang with us, please, Addison, all of you, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, I'm going to ask Jonathan to repeat something he just told me during the break. And folks, please don't take like I'm going to say this to brag on me, because I'm only Butch Paul, and y'all know that. I'm just a servant, just like everybody else. I'm just a mere servant, and sometimes not a very good one. But you said something during the break that really made me feel honored that you said this about our YouTube channel. Would you mind saying that again?
Sir. So during the break, Pastor Butch and I are talking about, you know, the joy that we have being on air. And I said, Pastor Butch, I wish we can do this more often. And Pastor Butch is, you know, telling me of the Zoom, getting his weekly Saturday morning study out on the internet. I said, Pastor Butch, even before I got on your show, I pulled you up on YouTube. And the videos that you have that are 10 years old, that are 15 years old, I mean, those are the things that us young folks are clinging onto. We wish that we had someone in our generation, in our time, that we're able to articulate the same things that Pastor Butch has been articulating for the past 20 years. And I know it's been much longer, but that's at least as long as YouTube has been up. I was like, Pastor Butch, I cling to your YouTube videos because those are the things that fuel, you know, my perspective on the world. I wish, and I know many in my generation wish the same thing, that we had, you know, Pastor Butch is among us every day, that we could be able to hear from you, hear from your wisdom, and know what to do. That's what my generation is looking for.
Bless your heart. I tell you what, you almost got tears in my eyes. That makes me feel like maybe by the grace of God, by His grace only, we've accomplished something with our ministry. Makes me feel real like I haven't wasted the time that my life has been. And thank you so much for saying that. That is such a special, special thing for you to say on the air. I appreciate that. Now, we'll get the phone calls. I promise we'll get to all of you in a minute. I won't let y'all hang in there too long. But now, what are y'all facing right now? What's your current challenge that you're trying to get before the people? I know you're still fighting the murder bills. You're trying to get before the Supreme Court the abortion bills, and maybe this time I have a chance to turn something around. But what are some cases that you're taking right now to help individual preachers or pastors or whatever, Christians that are taking a stand? What cases are you confronting right now before the courts?
So we still have the Christian counseling bans. Now, there are bans in 18 different states in about 60 local governments. So local municipalities and governments, and 18 states have passed laws that ban Bible-based Christian counseling. So these are individuals that are giving Christian counseling to folks that are struggling either with same-sex attraction, with gender confusion, or are struggling with adultery in their marriage, and they're receiving Christian counseling. They're receiving Bible-based Christian counseling where their counselor or their pastor is opening up, you know, the book of Matthew and talking about how God created the man and woman and that a man should never leave his wife and the two, after being joined together, are one flesh and that what God has joined together, they should not tear asunder. Things that Christ reiterated in Matthew 19, things that all the way back in Genesis 2, God ordained as a natural way for men and women to interact in the holy matrimony. Well, there are 18 states and 60 local governments that are saying, well, this should be legal. You know, we shouldn't allow the Bible to be taught this way. We shouldn't be allowed counselors to be counseling folks towards this biblical-based lifestyle. And so we've been fighting all across the country, recently in Tampa Bay and New York City, in 18 different states and 60 local governments against these counseling ban laws. The states call them conversion therapy bans. They say, well, you're just trying to convert people, and they adhere to archaic, draconian practices that were never part of the church to say, well, you're abusing people by shifting their focus back to biblical-based views on marriage. But really, these are just men and women of faith, counselors, all of them licensed counselors, many of them pastors. They're just sitting down with folks that are confused about either their gender identity or have unwanted sexual same-sex desires, or are even committing adultery against their spouses that want to change, that are seeking these changes, adults that are seeking these changes, or children that are being brought to their pastors by their parents that need this change but are being banned because of these laws. Those are some of the fights that we have, and we're getting calls almost every day from pastors and counselors wanting to push back against this.
Well, now, are you seeing any victories as far as being able to help Christians protect themselves against, well, like not want to make a cake for a couple sexual deviants and taking a stand in the streets preaching the Bible and being arrested for whatever purpose or whatever reason they called out there, disturbing the peace or whatever? I just saw, I can't remember where it was, I think in Atlanta, Georgia, I believe it was, street preacher told by a cop that he can't, it was a woman cop, so you got to quit or we're going to arrest you. And they finally did arrest him. He wouldn't say, I can't quit. So are you getting any cases like that, and how did it turn it out?
Well, absolutely. We're seeing victories all up and down, at different levels of government. Of course, the Supreme Court case, the Jack Phillips case, this is a case that ADF brought forward. Of course, it's a seminal victory, that a 7-2 decision that articulated from the highest court in the land that the religious animus that is being pushed out by governments against people of faith, that won't be tolerated. So you're seeing that at the highest level. Most recently, we had a case in the D.C. Court of Appeals of a pro-life counselor doing the same thing that the street preacher is doing, standing on the street educating individuals that this is the atrocities that are going on just across their street. What's telling is what happens in the courtroom. And I was sitting as my boss, and there was a second chair there, sitting in the courtroom of the D.C. Court of Appeals right underneath the Supreme Court here in D.C. I was watching what was going on, and there was about a 40-second pause where opposing counsel, the folks arguing against our principles, couldn't say a word. Never before in my history of watching a court occurrence or being in the courtroom or even in my training at law school have I ever seen any lawyer not able to say a word for a minute, absolutely mute, completely silent, because he realized that his arguments did not stand, that his arguments could not fight back against the absolute truth that we're presenting, not only the absolute truth that we're presenting, but also the constitutional protections that thankfully this country has articulated such that we can, you know, make our cases on that basis. And so, of course, there are more challenges. Of course, there are more tests and more trials that we'll have to go through. but I do believe the culture is shifting in our direction. I think freedom-loving Americans all across the country are realizing that what we enjoy as citizens in this country, the ability of our, you know, the First Amendment secures, to be able to believe in our hearts a certain way and articulate that in the public square, that those things are vital to who we are as a people, and that we can't pull back, we can't push back against what those principles and what those ideals stand for. So there are victories all up and down in the court system, but I think there is a cultural victory that is certainly shifting in our direction as well.
I pray you're right on that. I truly, truly do. Because, and Jonathan, you'll know to know this as much as I am. America must be judged. It has to be judged. It has to be judged. And judgment begins at the house of God. So maybe this is the church's judgment for not standing up. I don't know. But I do know that we reap what we sow. It breaks my heart to say these things. You know, I've been preaching over 40 years. And I've tried, with the little feeble effort, the little bit of talent I have, I hope I'll be able to bless somebody. But the most important thing I can do now as a pastor, and I'm not an evangelist, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, is to, as we're told in Isaiah, you know, to cry aloud, spare not. And that's what my job is. We don't have time now to play games, Jonathan. We're running out of time. The nation is literally shutting down all around us in every way possible, economically, freedom-wise, spiritually. It's been dying for a long, long time. It's shutting down. If we don't do something, if the Lord doesn't intervene and the people don't repent first, the Lord doesn't intervene, our nation is in its last throes of any kind of decent life at all. Let's take a phone call for our time. Let's go to Addison in Ohio. Addison, welcome. Come on in. Good to have you.
Hi, Pastor.
Hi, Addison.
And hey, how you doing, Jonathan? Hey, I wanna lift you up to my Lord and my Savior for standing up and being a warrior for Christ.
Amen.
This is a very special thing that God has blessed you with, Jonathan. I didn't mean to change the subject on you, but since you're a constitutional scholar and a lawyer, I thought, you might be the person to ask. Back last year, about in July, they did a copy of the presidential seal and put some Russian stuff on it, and the Secret Service didn't catch it, and Donald Trump come out on the stage, and they caught it afterwards. There was even a story in Washington Post. Cheryl and I both seen it. Well, the last, since the 14th of March, just here recently, President Trump's just about been on TV every day. But there has not been a presidential seal on the podium. Plus, they've also removed the presidential flag. And right now, we're on the knife edge of martial law and tyranny, which once they get these powers, sometimes they don't release them.
That happened after 9/11. They passed three Patriot Acts, and they hadn't repealed one bit of it, but go ahead.
But could there be a coup going on, Jonathan?
I think there's a number of ways to answer that. So there isn't a clear constitutional principle on what you asked. So my first pivot, of course, is to Scripture. Scripture always has told us to not bow down and worship idols, right? Not make any graven image or to bow down and worship idols. Idolatry has always been something that the human condition has had a struggle with. We tend to set up idols. Is that presidential seal, even if that American flag has become an idol for us, I think as Christians we can rise above that and say that there are certain things more important than a reverence to those things. And that's, you know, not discounting the impact that they are. It's not discounting the unifying respect that that presidential seal or the authority that that presidential seal represents. But there are certain things that are greater than that. And so if the Trump administration is able to articulate our principles, which I think they are, if they're able to stand for our constitutional values, which I think they are, and not necessarily have a seal on their podium, I'm fine with that. I've been to a number of events at the White House. I've seen the president speak all over the country. Usually whoever announces him doesn't have the presidential seal on the podium. It's not until the president of the United States comes up that the seal is then placed on the podium. And I'm always intrigued at the Secret Service agent that has to run up and place the seal on the podium right before the president speaks. And I'm fully aware of what that means to have that full weight of government and authority speaking. But I'm not sure if we have to harp on that and see if there's a different trend or if there's something changing in the fact that he hasn't spoken in front of that logo in the past few days. So long as he's still articulating our principles and so long as he's still standing up for the things that we put him in office for, I think it's totally fine that there may be some aesthetic differences in how he presents that.
Okay. Any comments, Anson?
Right. Well, I'm a little, first of all, I'm a Christian. I know who my sovereign is. But this world, we have many, many, many symbols. And they use these symbols and they use numbers and things like that. And I'm not some type of tinfoil hat person, but something's going on here, Jonathan, and I'm not sure what it is.
I think
anyone with any common sense, anyone with any spiritual sense can see that. Go ahead, Jonathan.
No, I think he's right. Not at all am I discounting what you're saying. I think you're absolutely right in being attuned to those things and paying attention to it. My fight generally and my push, what motivates me, is just making sure that, you know, this Trump administration and those that are in power do adhere to the principles that are the basis of this country. So I do appreciate that you're paying attention to all these things and all the things that do make us a unique nation. But I think it's what's in our mouth. It's what we articulate and what we believe that really distinguishes us as an American people.
All right. Very good answer and good question.
But it's also in our, not only in our mouth, but our actions.
Amen. Right.
Absolutely.
Actions speak louder than words. You know that. Good point, Ashton. Anything else you want to say?
No. I just wanted to say, Jonathan and Pastor Butch, thank you for a wonderful program tonight. You guys are pretty
special. You're more than
welcome.
Thanks for helping stay on the air, Ashton. I mean that. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Hey, we'll catch you later.
Okay. I tell you what, I didn't know these folks up to maybe a year or 2 years ago personally, Jonathan. They're from Ohio and two sweet people, I must say, and taking a stand for the Lord. But they're such loving, caring people. I mean, people seem to think because they're Christians, we got to be nicety-nice all the time and just be so sweet all the time. That Christ wasn't that way. If Christ would have been sweet all the time, they wouldn't have crucified him.
Right.
He had a habit of telling the truth, you know? Aston and his wife Cheryl have a way of speaking the truth. Aston isn't biteful at all. But you know, and I guess we're going to take another call, but as you've been in our fellowship, you've been there, you know we like to laugh and fellowship together. We do like to joke, and that's important because fellowship is part of the body of Christ. If we can't fellowship in love and compassion one for another, but also in good humor and enjoying our company, then we're wasting our time, aren't we?
I think you're absolutely right. And I think he's called in before, and I do appreciate his comments, and he's given me something to think about. I'm definitely going to be paying attention a lot more to the points that he raised.
You never know what's going to happen if somebody says something and get you thinking. All right, let's go next to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Jonathan.
Welcome.
Excuse me. First of all, I want to say, Jonathan, the last time you was on the show, I talked to you, too. I'm one of those radical people that put pictures of aborted babies on the street.
Yeah.
And so people have to pass and see the true face of what abortion truly is, the slaughtering of infants. So, you know, I'm one of those people who take a stand for that, and I take a lot of heat for that. But that's just the way it goes, you know. You stand up for your beliefs, and I just want to thank you so much for standing for all of us against the court system that's pretty corrupt anymore, in my opinion. Because you talked about Kamala Harris there, and in the court case that you just litigated there. And my understanding was the judge wouldn't even let the jury see the pictures of the people discussing the selling of baby parts. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. In the courtroom, so this judge that you just mentioned was a Planned Parenthood supporter. He donated, used his resources in order to propel Planned Parenthood, which means he should have recused himself right away. He was biased from the start. Even though he passed that and got himself behind the bench, he decided to handcuff our attorneys so much. And Pastor Butch has mentioned this before. There's an underlying crime of anytime you record someone in the state of California without their permission. You're not allowed to do it. It's against the law. But if you're exposing an underlying crime, which is the sale of baby body parts, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to expose a crime. He would not allow even the conversations of the underlying crime to be presented to the juries so that they can make a judgment as to whether or not Sandra Merritt, our client, was acting as a reporter or an undercover journalist, and thus validated in her actions of not telling the other individual that she was recording them. He tried so hard to keep that evidence from being presented. The only evidence that he wanted to be shown were innocuous portions of the video, where the Planned Parenthood executive is saying, hello, or how's your day? Nothing to the actual underlying crime that would have vindicated our client. And this came from a Planned Parenthood supporter that found his way behind the bench. So you're absolutely right in describing that's what we're up against in this case.
Well, let me ask you a question, Jonathan. Gary, hang on a second. Let's have another question. How can they get by with this? How can they do this? How can this not be brought out that these judges are covering the evidence?
Well, it will be. I mean, the appeal, our entire appeal process in this appeal began on November 19th. As soon as the ruling came out, we immediately filed an appeal. And so the next level of the court, the circuit court, certainly will be paying attention to all the judicial pencil twisting and all of the barriers that he put up to actual evidence coming in. So we make the same argument that you're making, Pastor Butch, and certainly on appeal, we hope that the appellate courts will be able to hear our side of the story.
Well, he should be taken off the he should be taken out of the judgeship. He should be kicked off the court. Period. Go ahead, Gary. Anything else you want to say?
I would just like to say this. You touched on it briefly. With this coronavirus going on, see, every other important subject is taken off everybody's mind.
Sure, it has been. Yes,
you know,
it has been.
The babies are still being murdered to 15 to 20,000 a week. They still go to Planned Parenthood. They still go to these facilities that massacre these babies. And so, you know, people don't hear that. So I just wanted to make sure that that was very easy to do on your show with Daniel. And with Jonathan. To just be, you know, the people who do thumb through the shortwave get to hear that and what he said about that judge. So, so we need to get to get our voices out into the public, even though this is going on. I'll close on that note. God bless
you,
Butch.
Thank you, Gary.
Love you,
thank you much.
And may the Lord bless both of you and all that you do in Christ's name. I do pray daily.
Thank you, Gary. God bless you, my friend. And Jonathan, real quickly, tell people how they can contact you, the organization.
So the best number to reach us is 407-875-1776, so 1776, 407-875-1776. The best website to reach us, it's only five letters, lc.org. LC as in Liberty Council, .org. There you can fill out our forms. If you have, you know, an incident within your community or within your church or school that you want to bring to our attention, it's a very simple form that you can fill out. And our numbers are folks always standing by to pick up your call and help walk you through these legal matters.
Now, is this phone answer just like from 9 to 5 daily, or is it there all the time?
Yeah, so it'll be 9 to 5.
Okay, Eastern time.
On Eastern time, but you can always leave a voicemail. And You know, our callers, I speak to them all the time. The ladies, we have an incredible team of ladies that pick up the phone call when they're there and then review the messages that come in when we're not there. Just to give you some inside baseball, if you call, and I'll give you one more number, 202-289-1776, it comes directly to my cell phone. So if that's, you know, if there's a quick, you know, quick turnaround, something that you really need to have dealt with, that 202 number, 202-289-1776, that'll come directly to my cell phone, and I'll be able to pass that on to whomever will take the lead on whatever issue you have. So there are multiple ways.
Folks. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jonathan.
No, there, I was just saying,
you go ahead.
Yeah, there are multiple ways to reach us. LC.org is the best place to reach us on our email, but those two numbers that I gave you, you'll always get a reply back if you call us there.
Now, folks, if you missed the numbers, at least we'll have them tomorrow. You can call tomorrow and get them if you call 800-777-4403. 304-846-4448. At least we'll have the numbers marked if you call. I'll make one comment here, running out of time, but you know, you mentioned the judge is pro-baby murder. He's pro-parenthood. He's pro-baby murder, or lady, or whatever it was. And people are all the time saying that you can't let religion influence politics. Jonathan, every man has a religion. It's impossible not to have religion. It may be humanism, it may be atheism, it may be Buddhism, it could be Muslim, it could be anything, but everyone has a religion. And it's impossible to separate the man's philosophy of life from his religion, because that's what he bases on. Is that a fair statement?
I think you're absolutely right. We're all serving something. Scripture says you're either serving God or money. You know, we're all serving something, and if we're not serving God, we're certainly serving ourselves. We're certainly having, you know, the lust of the flesh, the pride of the eyes, or the pride of life are the things that we're paying attention to. Covetousness of the eyes or the pride of life. Those are the things that Scripture says in James that we're always paying attention to. So if we're not turning our eyes towards God, we're turning our eyes towards those things.
And folks, don't forget that the root of all evil is still the love of money. And this is what the abortion industry is all about. The love of money. Oh yeah, it is. They'll kill innocent for money, and they always have and always will. This is unbelievable stuff. Now, Jonathan, I want to say thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being there for us, and I pray that I never need your services, but it's comforting to me know that you're out there. You and your group, if something had happened, who knows what could happen in the future if what I preach. And I'm surprised we're still on YouTube, to tell you the truth. I mean, YouTube kicked off a lot of people, a lot less controversial than I am. But thank you for being there for us. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butcher. We hope to see you soon.
I'll be talking to you soon. And folks, tomorrow night we have Coach Dave on. He's suing the NFL. That's right. And Wednesday night we have Chuck Baldwin on. So don't y'all go away. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.